Hi, I'm Rebecca, and welcome to my podcast, Smashing Through with Rebecca Adams. I am so excited you're here on this episode. Topics include life, business, mindset, full of kick-ass content and high energy. Enjoy the podcast, and remember, you too can smash through and keep going always. Sponge. You've got to learn new things as you go along your path and journey, and the one thing that you should not do is think that you know everything. You need to be a sponge, be teachable, be coachable, be open to learning new things. You know that saying that you learn something new every day? It is so true. And the one thing that I have really loved about my journey so far, so as I record this, I'm in my 40s, okay? I have friends who are in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. I'm learning off all of them. You know, they've been raised in different generations by people who are in different generations. And it absolutely is amazing when you can have this whole outlook of life, which is, I'm going to learn some stuff. I don't know everything, but I'm willing to learn. My arms are open and I can learn new hobbies, new skills, new stuff. It really is going to expand your mind and your brain, and you're learning new things. But when you're resistant to change, which is, there's only two things in life that are, you know, definitely going to happen: change and death. That is it. Okay. The rest is all up to you. So the thing is that you have to be flexible with things. You can't be, you know, kind of dormant in a way that you're not going to move and it's this way or the highway and everything's black and white and everything's this, that and the other. It isn't. And it's really great when you can just be open to learning new ideas and, you know, people can have debates with you and things like that and not get irate and angry and stuff, and you're trying to force someone into thinking the way that you're thinking because they have a different experience of their life so far than you do. And so that is where their belief and value comes from. And the thing is that with myself, with my brain, how I am wired, I see everything black, white, upside down, back to front, rainbow coloured, all of this, that and the other, you know what I mean? And I can see everyone's point of view. So I'm given a scenario and I can see his point of view, her point of view, their point of view, whatever, all of it. Then it goes from there. But it is all about being open-minded. It is all about being a sponge, being coachable, being teachable in order to learn from the people that are teaching you, whether it be a coach, whether it be a mentor, whether it be a teacher, whether it be, you know, anybody at all. And the one thing that I'm going to leave you with as well, okay, is that it doesn't matter how much money you earn in a year, you still have something valuable to tell people, to teach people, and to give, you know, all your advice and ideas and stuff to, okay? All of your history, you've got lessons that you've learned, you've got knowledge, skills, talents, expertise, everything, okay? So it's not about you can only learn from a six-figure earner, seven-figure earner, and all of that. You can learn off a homeless person. You can listen to them, have a conversation with them, listen to their story and learn something new from a homeless person, let alone anybody else. You can learn from kids from all different ages, all different walks of life, all different communities, and it really is fantastic. So please don't think that you can only learn and you're so stuck up that you can only learn off a six, seven figure earner. You're not going to learn off anyone else because they're not valuable. Yes, they are. Everybody is important. Everyone has a story, everyone has skills, talent, knowledge and expertise and wisdom that they can share with you that you may not know. So be a sponge, be open to learning new things. And on that note, go to my website, rebeccaadamsbiz.com. I've got loads of programs and courses on there, loads of things that you can learn and actually learn more about yourself as well with the guided journals and stuff too. So have fun. Have an amazing day, make memories, and I'll see you on the next podcast.